This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it that even on a Monday, it does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. That is the most important part of the concept. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Oh, yes. Radio, sarcasm, both combined is a way to be if you are hanging out over there inside of the world of the multiverse that is known as Radio Big, because that is what they do. They're full of sarcasm, full of stuff. Yeah, I don't know, but if you have not had a chance, I'm going to reference this real quick, and I'm going to tell you that when it comes to the Radio Big side of the house, it's an interesting one. Because they are 24/7, multiple hosts over there in regards of what they have going on. And, of course, great music played throughout. If you have not had a chance to go hang out over there, this show is broadcasting on there right now, unless you're on a podcast version of it, as we stream on Radio Big and Safety FM at the same time. There is the podcast version that comes out of this show a little bit later on. And then there is a video streaming context to the whole thing as well. So that is kind of how we do the stuff. If you want to take a look around at what we have going on video wise, you can listen to the different social media aspects because we are on different social media platforms. But if you don't want to hang out there, that is perfectly fine. Because here's the thing. You can go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says visual radio. Once you click on visual radio, you will see this little show as it goes on in real time of what we have going on. The other portion that's available on there, and that's normally late in the evenings, is you'll get to hang out with Jim Polzel. Jim Polzel from Safety Wars. Yeah, Safety Wars fame in regards to what he has going on. That comes on at 8 p.m. Eastern time, as mine is doing the thing at 7 a.m. Eastern time. So there you go. So just some different stuff to think about if you're looking at the visualization of it. Now, if you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process on doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. Once you get to callinradio.com, it's going to give you some aspects about audio, It's going to give you some aspects about video. It's going to give you some aspects about text messaging on how you want to interact. So there is some different options to do so. So that's kind of a different aspect on how to do it. CallInRadio.com and their interaction is right there as we go. Not a problem whatsoever in regard to what is going on. So if you're not familiar with our show, what we do is safety in the news, news in safety. We bring in some professional broadcasters. They tell you what's going on. I talk, they talk, we hang out and do all kinds of stuff. So that's kind of the interesting tier of the whole thing. So that's how it goes. I'll give you a lot of news stories today. I'll give you a lot of news stories any day that you're hanging out. We have a level of a main story that we discuss mid-show and then go from there. That's it. That's the concept. You know, I was just looking at this a few days ago. Next month, 6 years. 6 years since we started this thing. You and I together. So 6 years hanging out here on Safety FM. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending? Because, hey, people are going to want to know.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends, not a problem here. Haitian gangs have kidnapped a prominent YouTuber who went to the country seeking out an interview with Jimmy Barbecue Chorizo. Gang Lord, let's talk about what we're going to do instead of me giving you the story. The salvage process begins with Baltimore bridge collapse and a pet returns home. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Sean Combs' legal drama. We'll talk about that in show business. And Bette Midler wants to join the Real Housewives. I almost said horsewives. Listen to me. And the king attends an Easter service. Yeah, I just said the king attends that. And then, of course, we'll talk about some of the other stuff, which apparently I have a nice little story about a YouTuber. Sounds like it. So with that being said, why do we not do this? You ready for this? What's this? Well, I'm going to tell you. What we're going to do right now is we're going to go into some news. Yeah, we're going to go into some news and tell you exactly what's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Here you go.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Story news in Singapore, I'm Patrick Falk. Experts from Japan and China have held talks on the discharge of contaminated treated water from the Fukushima nuclear plant site. It's the first such meeting since China imposed a blanket ban on Japanese seafood in response to Tokyo beginning the release in August. Chris Gilbert reports.
China has long opposed the release of the water, claiming Japan is polluting the ocean and had not adequately consulted its neighbors. Tokyo has urged China to understand the science of the release, campaigning on its safety and international approval from the UN Atomic Watchdog. Japan's foreign ministry said a dialogue between experts was held on technical matters on March 30th. They are the first such talks since Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed in November to hold science-based expert-level discussions. China has demanded Japan set up a compensation system for potential economic damage stemming from the release.
Taiwan's former president, Ma Ying-jeou, has started an 11-day trip to China, leading a group of students to visit locations including Beijing. But it's still not yet been disclosed whether he'll be meeting Chinese President Xi Jinping. Laura Westbrook has more.
The former Taiwanese president's first stop of his China visit is Shenzhen, which is known as China's Silicon Valley. He will visit technology firms such as Tencent and the electric vehicle maker BYD, according to reports. He will also visit Guangdong and Shaanxi and go to historic sites with students. It's his second trip to China after he became the first former Taiwanese leader to visit last year. China claims the self-ruled island of Taiwan. A CEO of the Ma Ying-jeou Foundation told local media that the most important thing about this trip was to reduce the hostility between people on both sides of the Taiwan Strait and to avoid future conflicts.
The governor of Maryland is warning the Baltimore Bridge collapse won't just affect the local economy, that it will have a major impact on the national economy. The port of Baltimore has been closed since Tuesday when a cargo ship hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed into the river. Our Washington correspondent, Jagruti Dave, has more.
The Port of Baltimore is one of the busiest in the United States. Maryland's Governor Wes Moore told CNN that its closure is going to impact the farmer in Kentucky, the auto dealer in Ohio, and the restaurant owner in Tennessee. The Department of Transport released $60 million of emergency funding days after the disaster. The department's secretary, Pete Buttigieg, says he expects more funding to come. However, a deeply divided Congress has disagreed over the allocation of funding in recent months. He has urged, Wes Moore, Democrat, has urged lawmakers on both sides to unite and come together to agree on a funding package to help rebuild efforts in Baltimore.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, a dramatic warning about the regrouping of Al-Qaeda and the world's failure to pay enough attention to it.
I've had a colleague say to me, it increasingly feels like we're approaching another September 10th. We're on the precipice of kind of totally losing track of what this group is capable of and what their intentions are.
That is Colin Clark, a senior fellow at the Soufan Center in Washington, D.C., an independent nonprofit think tank that analyzes strategic security challenges. He argues that while the world's attention has largely been focused on the threat posed by Islamic State, most recently exhibited in last month's deadly attack on a crowded theater in Russia, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden's organization that mounted the September 11th attacks on America 23 years ago, is once again gathering strength.
So even if they're only a little bit back, it's still pretty devastating, right? One of the biggest mistakes of the Doha deal, I think, was, ceding to the Taliban. The Taliban will take care of Al-Qaeda, but Al-Qaeda is alive and well. It's growing. It's padding its pockets. They're rebuilding their networks. And I think it's only a matter of time before Al-Qaeda kind of is back on the scene.
Last month, U.S. intelligence assessed that Al-Qaeda has reached operational capacity in Afghanistan and Pakistan, a conclusion Mr. Clark argues should be getting a lot more focus. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
Here are the headlines again. Experts from Japan and China have held talks on the discharge of contaminated treated water from the Fukushima nuclear plant site. Taiwan's former president Ma Ying-jeou has started an 11-day trip to China, leading a group of students to visit locations, including Beijing. And the governor of Maryland warns the Baltimore bridge collapse won't just affect the local economy, but that it will have a major impact on the national economy. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Rio, big. USA, Canada, UK.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes. Magic is the way that it is, that it's laid out inside of the world here. So no doubt about what the hell we are doing. Anyway, 17 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out on this lovely Monday. So I'm not going to be pulling some elaborate shit today because, you know, that's what people do on this day. But today is April the 1st. Don't trust anything that you hear. Don't trust anything until you are able to verify it. Don't trust anything that's going on. It is April Fool's Day. And a matter of fact, now that I think about it in the same fashion as you think about it every day. Just don't trust anything because, hey, who knows?
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's get into it because I think that we need to talk about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse because that is what we do. So let's see. Haitian gangs have kidnapped the prominent YouTuber who went to the country seeking out an interview with Jimmy Barbecue, Chariser. The gang lord who seems to be exercising control over the country, Addison Pierre Malouf, better known as the handle Your Fellow Arab, has built a channel with more than 1.4 million subscribers by investigating and exploring some of the seedier and dangerous parts of the world. Recently, he spent 100 hours with a Mexican drug cartel and produced a series of videos about the experience. Last month, Malouf tracked into Haiti to try to land an interview with Barbecue, but was snatched by the 400 Mawazo gang on March the 14th. Friends of Malouf says that the gang has demanded $600,000 in ransom, and friends have managed to send about $40,000 so far. This is according to the New York Post and Your Fellow Arab. So let's talk about this because this is where it's going to get weird. You know, if you're wanting to be an investigative reporter, which it sounds like this kid is, or guy is. I shouldn't call him a kid because I don't know who the hell he is. All of a sudden, you got into the country. You decided to make some moves because that's exactly what it is. And you put yourself, we'll say, unquote, unquote, on the line of fire. Now, when you were going to try to land this interview, was this set up ahead of time? Because I always thought that you need to be invited to get some of this stuff done. Now, I was told many, many moons ago that when you're going to meet with quote unquote a king, you decide to bring a king a present because, you know, that is a way of showing honor. Now, listen, there's a lot of questions here. Don't get me wrong. So were you prepared? Were there some things set up in regards to getting that moving forward? I'm just trying to figure it out. I am trying to understand. So anyways, take a listen to this. If you have a high school senior waiting to hear back about the federal student aid program, you're not alone. The Atlanta reports that a massive bureaucratic backlog affecting more than 2 million applicants for student aid. In 2020, Congress passed the legislation of simplifying the federal application for student aid form and gave the Department of Education 3 years to have the new process in place for the 2024 high school class. Okay, got that so far? Except that things got worse. FAFSA. Yeah, that's what it's called. The FAFSA application typically opened on October the 1st, but last year didn't go online until December the 30th, just up to the statutory mandate deadline. Within hours, it was offline and didn't get back up and running until mid-January. Even then, the internal system error prevented anyone born from the year 2000 from successfully filing for student aid. So I want you to think about this. If you were born in the year 2000 and you were applying, and okay, 2024, I mean, what is the average student age graduating from high school? 17, 18. So if you wouldn't allow you when you're in the year 2000 born, how did that work? So then in January, the Department of Education delayed the release of the financial support information to colleges who use the data to inform the acceptance decisions and aid amount. In 2 million cases, this information has not been submitted to colleges, most which require the student to be enrolled. Want to know by when? May the 1st. Now, listen, this is not some shitty-ass April Fool's Day joke. So this means that we are 1 month away from doing this. We are 1 month away from acquiring this information. What do you think? It gets weird and it gets interesting right away, because what are you supposed to do? Because if you're at this point and you don't have a level of control, because that's what it is, in regards to what's going to happen, how's that going to move forward? So it gets worse, though. An estimated 200,000 applications who successfully made it through the system were awarded the wrong amount of student aid. And in other words, in 3 years, the government's action to simplify something complicated made the outcome even more complicated and, well, I guess more tedious. Go figure. Now, meanwhile, Harvard has 3,000 fewer applicants for next fall school year than they did the year before. This is according to the Wall Street Journal, WSJ for the cool kids out there. So, what do you think? How does that work? How do things move for you? I don't know. It gets very weird and it gets very interesting as we start talking about some of this stuff. So as you look at this and you go and you ponder, what do you want to do? How would you handle this? Is there someone you can talk to? Well, apparently not. I mean, I don't understand how the student aid thing is going to work. I don't understand how some of this is going to be okay and not be okay. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Anyways, let's continue talking. Crews have begun cleaning up the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, deploying barges and dive teams to get the steel and concrete sections out of the water. The ships responsible for the impact, the Dally, remains grounded with the bridge section it impacted last week. Crews were that are inspecting into the to ensure that it gets pulled back into the harbor. In the meantime, the crew on the board of the vessel continues to work around. So there you go. Meanwhile, Small Business Administration is opening a temporary office in Maryland to facilitate loans to businesses impacted by the bridge collapse. So here's the question. And I know we talked about this in the news story during the five-minute gig. How is this going to impact some of these things? Because this is the stuff that we're going to have to think about. I mean, I hate using that term. It's programmed in my lingo at this particular point that I just say that shit. You don't have to think about anything. But maybe give some consideration to how this is going to work. Because here's the gig. You know that places are going to be impacted. I mean, let's not even talk about the traffic nightmare that's probably going on in that area. But I wonder, and I want you to think about this, if your business is not doing too well, and I know this is not going to be good for some, are you looking for another loan? A loan to get out of this? I don't ever understand on how that works. Getting a loan is not going to facilitate some of the stuff that's going to happen here. And the businesses are going to be impacted in that general area. But let's see. I'm not making enough money, so let me get a loan to help make the money that I didn't make. It's so confusing sometimes.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Okay, so here you go. You sitting down? Well, I hope so, because that might be interesting. Just weeks after battling an hours-long network-wide service outage in February, AT&T announced a massive breach of customer data affecting more than 70 million existing customers and former accounts. The branch posted on the dark web. Yeah, the breach posted on the dark web sites include customer social security numbers, contact information, and phone numbers and birth dates. They're actively communicating with those whose information has been compromised. This is according to CBS News. So think about this. You had a total cluster F, because there's no other way to put it, a few months ago. We're in April, so we'll say 2 months ago just to be on the safe side. So 2 months ago. And now all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Here we are. Now you have a data breach. Now, listen, I understand to some extent data breaches on how these things happen, how these things work, blah, 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 blah. And your level and limiting level of control that you might have involved with it. But geez, this gives you something to think about even more as we are talking. So what do you think here? Because are you an AT&T customer? If you are, will you be hesitant doing business with them going forward? I'm not picking on AT&T, but man, there is a lot of stuff to leave that is left desired in regards of what's going on. Now, I'm not here to pick on AT&T because I have been a customer of theirs for quite some time. But it makes you go, my baby's got a secret.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, let's talk about this. How's this for a reunion story for you? Are you ready? A pet snake hitched a ride home with a cow after spending a year on the run. No. I'll say it again. A pet snake hitched a ride home with a crow after spending a year on the road. The United Kingdom Royal Society of Prevention of Animal Cruelty received a call last month about a corn snake that had been dropped on a garage roof. The caller said that the reptile had been picked up by a crow who quickly dropped it after realizing that it had bitten off more than it could chew. Turns out that the snake belonged to the caller's neighbor, who had not seen the beloved pet since it had escaped a year ago. All parties that are involved were gobsmacked, is the term they use here, that the reptile survived not only almost being a crow's dinner, but also the winter. The snake was treated for a respiratory infection. Really? How do you treat a snake for a respiratory infection? I'm kind of curious on that one. But otherwise, it appeared to be in good health. This is according to the BBC. So there you go. What do you think there? I mean, that's an interesting one. For sure. For sure. So, I don't know. Very interesting. Take a listen to this real quick. The Associated Press wants you to know that the lower prices at the supermarket would be a very bad thing. The reporter, who appears to have written the piece, first then found sources to fit the narrative. Later turns out that the website of Spain's central bank, to quote him, his little gem, although lower prices may seem like a good thing, deflation can in fact be highly damaging to economy. Okay, sure. In a vacuum, to avoid the external factors, falling prices over time might lead to consumers pulling back their short-term spending in anticipation of getting the deal later. This would take some juice out of the economy and lead to job cuts. But spending-driven inflation that has eroded between one-fourth and one-fifth of the dollar value over the last 4 years, depending on who you ask, also forces consumers to pull back on their short-term spending, and not because they're helpful, they'll get a deal later. They're pulling back because of the essential in order to survive, and still their credit cards have hit high record balances over the last 12 months. The writer ends up with a piece suggesting that the scenario of price deflation could instead lead to the collapsing assets values in a tightening lending market, lending to a recession. In fact, recessions are inevitable features, not bugs of the market economies. Rather than embracing the ebbs and flows of the boom and bust cycles leading to the Americans through them, political leaders change the definition of recession and hope that no one will care. Most people don't care anyways, but they're too busy trying to figure out how to buy eggs and afford rent. So when you hear something like that, what do you think? It gets weird. I'll tell you that. It gets weird quick. So let's talk about some things real quick. Actor Chance Perdomo has died. He passed away on Saturday in a motorcycle accident. Details of the crash have not been shared. Perdomo is best known for his roles of Gen V and The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. He was only 27 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Now, are we familiar with this? Let's talk about it. Actor Sean Murray's wife, entrepreneur Carrie James Murray, has filed for divorce. The couple who got married in 2005 share two kids. No word on what caused the split. Also, nearly after a year of separating, Tori Spelling has filed for divorce from her husband, actor Dean McDermott. She cited the irreconcilable differences as the reason of seeking physical custody of their five children. Hey now. And spousal support. So there you go. Anyways, if you're looking at some box office numbers, let's talk about those real quick. At number 10, coming into the box office at $1.4 million was Imaginary. At number 9 was Crew with $1.5 million. Tallulah Square at number 8 with $1.8 million. At number 7, Last Night with the Devil, $2.2 million. At number 6, Author of the King with $2.4 million. At number 5, Immaculate with $3.2 million. At number 4, Kung Fu Panda with $10.2 million. And number 3, Dune Part 2 with $11.1 million. And number 2, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, $15.7 million. And at the number 1 spot in the box office, are you ready for this? It is Godzilla and Kong, the New Empire, at $80 million. So not even remotely close to anybody else. Like, nobody else was even close in the same bracket. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. The Dow increased by 47 points to close at 39,807 on Friday. The S&P ticked up about 5 points to close at 5,254. And the NASDAQ lost about 20 points to close at 16,379. West Texas Intermediate closed at $83 a barrel on Friday. And Brent crude was at $87 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.53, and Bitcoin gained a bit over the weekend, trading just shy of $71,000 on Sunday evening. There was more than 3,050 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, and more than 80 such cancellations. Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $36 million, or a $17.1 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $975 million jackpot, or a $471.1 million cash payout. So there you go. If you want to play the game, it might be time to do so. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we get into our main story? Because it already looks like I'm running behind, baby.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time on this April Fool's Day. And no, it's not about fooling the fools, but it's not about fooling the April, but it's about talking about the things that are being generated inside of the world of what we talk about. And sometimes we have to talk about things that don't make a lot of sense for us to get to somewhere where we need to be. And I know it's a difficult one, but damn it. Damn it, do we need to talk about some stuff. So with that being said, we're going to tread lightly here over the next little bit. And let me explain to you why I say we're going to tread lightly. Because sometimes we have to get into the nitty-gritty of stuff. Sometimes we have to talk about some things that happen inside of the workplace that can get weird. And have you worked somewhere where it says no fraternization with people you work with? Meaning, no hanging out outside of work, no doing stuff outside of work with the people that you work with. Now, listen, I've been to a company or two that I've had the privilege to interact with, and that was part of what they said. That is exactly how it worked. You could not fraternize with the people that you work with. Now, I ask you this because there's some questions that come about. So, if you're fraternizing with some of the people that you work with, and all of a sudden there is a major, and I am using the word major, event that happens inside of your workplace that's related to our favorite term, safety, how do you handle this? And I mean, we can plug and play with a whole bunch of different stuff here because that's not going to be a hard thing to discuss. But how do you handle this? How do you look at this and go, okay, this works, this does not work, but how do you handle it? Are you able to separate the two things? And what do I mean when I say that? Can you have a relationship, friendship, whatever you want to deem it, with someone outside of work where if something is to happen, good, bad, or indifferent, inside of the workplace, that you can separate the two things? Some people have a hard time and struggle with this. So this is why I'm asking this question. So does the fraternization portion play a factor to what you have going on? And if it does, how does it play into the bigger picture? Now, listen, I will tell you for the longest period of time, I had a hard time being able to, well, I guess in my younger years, separating those relationships if I worked somewhere in regards of separating what my thought process was. And then I got to a point that I was able to do so. And I remember the first time that I was able to pull it off, and something catastrophic had happened. I ended up having to request for someone to leave and no longer be employed with the company that I was with. But also on that same evening, able to go to the dinner, to go to dinner with that person. Not to the dinner, because that sounded weird, but to dinner with the person. It's interesting on how some of those things work. By the way, this person that I'm talking about, love him to death, very famous in what he does work-wise now. And I'm talking like world-renowned famous in the industry that he's in. Totally different story. We can leave it another day. I would probably want to ask him first if I could say the name and what industry he's in, because it would not be that hard to put together. But that's the weird part. So the weird part is that, how do you handle those situations? Or have you put yourself in a way that situation would never happen to you because on the structure of how you work in the workplace and how everything goes? Those are the questions to think about. Are you in a weird spot that fraternization is okay inside of your workplace? And if something major was to occur, how do those things get handled?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you.
DIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. DIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
If love is to lose.
Wake up.
Okay, here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. You could be getting some different kinds of Rated R Safety Show. What do I mean? Well, you could be listening to the podcast. You could be listening to the radio. You could be watching us on the video stream. So the flavor choice is yours for sure. So this right here, Gabrielle Grace, will be all right. Yep, we're going to be all right. No, that's not an April Fool's Day's joke. What's wrong with you? So as we are sitting back hanging out on this Monday, give this little song a little screamer action. We would like to thank Gabrielle Grace for allowing us to play this. I tell you, I always like listening to some new muse. Don't get me wrong, I like listening to some old music too. Apparently I've been, evangelizing this new band that I found, this Canon stuff. Yesterday I was, saying, listen to this nostalgia band, to a good old friend of mine. So there you go. Some good stuff going on here. Just so you know. Yeah, we're going to be all right. So let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and get out of this little song real quick, if you don't mind. We'll play some more of it when we're about to get out of here. But let me tell you about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. That will get everything moving for you. To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. So, listen, I know life is not easy. Things can get difficult, and sometimes we need just a little bit of help. Someone to talk to in regards on how we can move forward with some of the stuff that happens inside of our lives, and that's perfectly fine. To Write Love on Her Arms, once you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. There's information for addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. There you go. Some of the greatest information you'll be able to finally find will be listed right there on that particular website, TWLOHA.com. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff that's going on. Are you ready for this? This is off the kilter, but here we go. Dunkin's has announced their new spiked iced tea and coffees that will be available in 24 U.S. states. The drinks add a kick of regular Dunkin' order, although you won't be able to buy them in the drive-thru, though. The canned iced tea cans have alcohol in them. Yeah, that's 5% alcohol, and come in four flavors: slightly sweet, half and half, strawberry dragon fruit, and mango pineapple. The iced coffees are 5% alcohol and come in the original caramel, mocha, vanilla flavors. Who needs to grab a stupid Krispy Kreme at McDonald's when we can get go to Dunkin' and get this shit? Can you imagine that? I mean, let's kind of backtrack here for a moment. Let's say, for instance, you're not paying a lot of attention here, and all of a sudden you get one of these. Oh, look, there's some new coffee flavors, and you decide to get it. And all of a sudden, hey, I got this. And all of a sudden, I got a little buzz going on at work. Boy, is that going to cause some issues there.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Last week, 7-Eleven announced that they have teamed up with Miracle Seltzer on a new sparkling seltzer drinks. The first three flavors, lemon, lime, green apple, and sweet orange, are what you would expect, but number four, well, this one might be a little rough. Yeah, hot dog water flavor. Yeah, that's right. It supposedly tastes like the water from a boiled hot dog, complete with mustard and ketchup. The company explained, gone are the days of alternating bites of hot dogs and sips of beverages, because now those can go and swap the bun for bubbles. Yeah. The convenience store chain says that their details were released today, leading to some to believe that it was an April Fool's Day prank and others to hope that it was true. One commenter wrote, "We'll be drinking the next will be macaroni and cheese scented candles, and I'm still holding off for ketchup flavored energy drinks." So there you go. So I don't know. I would not drink that shit. That's just a me thing, not a you thing. I mean, I'm not picking. You do you, because that's what's going to be important. So take a listen to this, because next week's a big week for some. So listen, millions of people in North America will be able to see the rare solar eclipse happening next Monday. But some questions is, well, should they without proper eye protection? The answer is no. Say expert Dr. Philip Hooper, president of the Canadian Ophthalmological Society, reminds us that the intense brightness of the sun normally triggers pain that causes us to look away. But the moon starts to block the sun during the eclipse. We probably won't feel the pain. So it's possible to look long enough to do damage to the eye. It compares to the effect of the eye using a magnifying glass to burn a piece of paper in the sun. Now, something that you won't want to mess with. Neither sunglasses, windows, nor phone cameras offer eye protection. Well, at least not good one, according to what this says. The good doctor, who is also associate professor of ophthalmology at the Western University in London, cautions that to safely watch the eclipse, you'll need special certified glasses designed for the eclipse watching. These have special filters, and they must also be side protection of light rays that can't either, penetrate the glasses themselves. Free eclipse viewing glasses are available in many libraries and city offices and school. While wearing the glasses, you should not be able to see anything unless you're staring at the sun. And now I'm talking about the sun in the sky, not someone's sun, just in case. I guess this puts a monkey wrench in my plans of watching it while I was driving. And where can I find a pair that has my eye prescription? Because maybe that's going to be the other thing. Because if I put the glasses on and they don't have my prescription, I'm not 100% I'll be able to see it anyways in the first place.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of amazed with this thing, because there's people that are going all over the place just to be able to see this. I was actually in Waco, Texas a couple weeks ago at this point, and I was amazed on the amount of people telling me about concerts that are available in Waco, because apparently there's portions of Texas that this will be, look glamorous, but there's portions of Texas that are doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Like Dwight Yoakam, yeah, country singer. In Waco, they're putting on a free concert for people to go hear this guy as this is going down. Hey, listen, I don't know. Whatever it takes for people to get to your town, I guess, is really what it boils down to. So anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's change up the scene a little. And let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us a little bit about what in the heck is going on with the Motivation Minute. Maybe?
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Adam. Dave Chappelle said, "The hardest thing to do is to be your true self, especially when everybody is watching." What a great quote. Dave Chappelle would know a thing or two about this. He's made millions of people laugh, but he's also offended millions of people with some of his jokes. That might quite possibly be the hardest thing about being a comedian: to make people laugh without making other people angry. It's actually pretty easy to make people laugh if you don't care about offending people. But if that matters to you, it becomes a little more difficult to be genuinely funny over and over. Many times with a joke, someone is the butt of the joke. And usually, nobody wants to be the punchline.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying,
Okay, there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out. Let's talk real quick about Did You Know? Voters in Texas might decide if the upcoming U.S. presidential election to vote for literally anybody else. A math teacher has legally changed his name to literally anybody else with the intention of running for president as an independent candidate. The 35-year-old, previously known as Dustin Ebby, had his name changed to emphasize his discontent with the current candidates, writing that Americans want something different and better. He also secured literallyanybodyelse.com domain name, and he has been selling T-shirts in a move which began as a joke and now has become a serious campaign to his name on the ballot. The problem? He's going to face serious competition from another guy who has changed their name to literally anybody younger. So there you go. I mean, it's going to be an interesting one this time. I mean, if you're familiar with the older movie from Richard Pryor known as Brewster's Million, don't be too shocked to be surprised with some of these things if there's a level of similarities on what is going on. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. So as I take a look around, let's see. Let's go to 2007. Michael Phelps smashes his own record in the 400-meter individual medley, winning his seventh gold medal at the World Championships in Melbourne, Australia. That happened back on this date in 2007. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Asa Butterfly turns 27. Logan Paul turns 29. Elra Erie turns 30. Brooke Lopez turns 36. Mackenzie Davis turns 37, Matt Lattner, 41, Tara Kalam turns 42, Randy Orton turns 44, Kim Moore, 44 as well, Rachel Maddow turns 51 today, Samuel Alito, 74, Paul Manart turns 75, and Ally McQuaw turns 85 today. That's some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I always have some of those. It's April Fool's Day, Easter Monday, Take Down Tobacco National Day of Action, Harmonize Your Health Day, National Greeting Cards Day, International Fun at Work Day, Reading is Funny Day, National Sourdough Bread Day, Fun Day, and National 1 Cent Day. So there you go. Some very interesting things as we are talking. Some very interesting things for sure. So there you go. Some things that you can celebrate if you're so inclined to do so. So if you need a random joke for today, I am sure I can come up with one of those for you. Today is the best day of the year to propose. If she says yes, great. If she says no, then you say, you know what to say because it is April Fool's Day. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the best prank that you've been a victim of? What April Fool's joke have you attempted and then failed miserably? So listen, I will tell you back on this day several years ago, I faked a wedding. Well, at least I thought I faked a wedding, and now I'm not 100% sure if I'm married or not. I mean, I know I faked it, and I think that she said that she faked the wedding as well, but now I'm not 100% sure. But that was mine. I don't know what yours is. Also, let's see, if you need something for the water cooler, try this. A survey found that of that 10% of people who have been fired, it was because of this. What is it? They accidentally sent an inappropriate joke or a picture to their boss. What kind of picture did you send to your boss that you got fired? That's kind of a weird one. So there you go. That's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple of hours or so. We'll talk about the world of music and entertainment because that's what we do over there. Outside of that, well, you can hang out on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it does not make a lot of sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. A fool may talk, but a wise man speaks. Think about that. It'll make a lot more sense later on. No doubt about that. Anyways, there you go. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.